This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Friday morning. Happy you're here, the 21st day of February. Baby, it is cold outside this morning. And if you look up there on the Facebook page, I posted this picture of the homeless people I found sleeping outside this morning on my way to work. They sort of surround City Hall. Tashara Jones, there are homeless people sleeping on the doorstep of City Hall. Sewer grates where a little bit of steam comes up, I guess, that gives them some additional warmth, mm-hmm. Which is the most they could find. Now, the homeless problem is a deep one, and I know there's a mental health plays a huge role in it, drugs addiction plays a huge role in it, but Elliot Davis drew this to my attention a couple of days ago when that lady was found dead downtown, not far from City Hall. And we don't have a confirmed cause of death yet, but more than likely she froze to death. She was in her mid-30s, I think.
Ugh.
And people in the homeless community knew her. And Elliot Davis went to City Hall and said, why aren't you providing like at least a bus that people could crawl on to warm up a little bit? And the city did that, apparently, according to Elliot, for 2 hours and then took the bus away. It was like from 8 to 10 p.m. and then they didn't leave it out all night.
So here's my question. These shelters where they can go, I know sometimes they're dealing with lack of beds, things
Correct.
Like that. But during the day, you are not. Can you stay in those shelters?
Or no, they usually. Well, Larry Rice used to make them leave during the day, and then they could come back at night and get dinner
and stay the night.
In bed, as long as they weren't on drugs or didn't bring mm-hmm. any alcohol in or whatever. I don't know what those options are now. We are going to have Elliot. He's going to join us a little later in the show. And I knew he was coming on this morning at 8:20, which is why I made a circle around City Hall this morning in the 4 o'clock hour and took pictures of the homeless people sleeping outside in 4-degree temperatures. And I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you don't just like lose limbs to frostbite in weather like that. But that's the situation we've got. So that's going on. Yesterday, the Missouri House voted to bring the St. Louis PD back under state control. And now it's going to go to the Senate. And fortunately, we have Missouri Senator Nick Schroer joining us this morning as well in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:35. And we'll talk more about what the likelihood of that House bill is passing the Senate. As soon as some version of it can be agreed on, it would go to Governor Kehoe's desk, who has said he would sign it. Mayor Jones, obviously very disappointed and far more concerned about that than homeless people freezing to death on the streets out there, it appears. So a lot's coming up for you still on the show this morning. We're going to get to all that. Up next, we'll talk more about Kash Patel, who was confirmed yesterday pretty much on a party line vote. A couple of weak-kneed Republicans voted against him, but he'll be the next leader of the FBI. We're going to get more on that from a retired FBI agent when we come back here in just a couple of minutes. Carl, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
4 weeks, our new administration has achieved more than most administrations achieve in 4 years. We've done more in 4 weeks, well, certainly than the last administration did in 4 years.
It's hard to argue with that, even for people that may not like Donald Trump. He has gotten a lot done in a month. It's pretty incredible.
We cannot rebuild the United States of America or Europe by letting millions and millions of unvetted illegal migrants come into our country. It has to stop.
And it is stopping. Record low numbers at the border now being reported compared to a year ago. 4,800 or something a day a year ago. Now it's down in the 200 to 300 range, and they can handle that.
Is it safe to fly?
So the simple answer is, yes, it's safe to fly, of course. Actually, I'm going to fly later today. I've been flying for the last week.
Did you hear that, Kim? Perfectly safe to fly. I know there have been lots of accidents and stuff like that, but it's perfectly safe to fly. That's Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, even as more details come out on what might have happened up in Ontario.
Remember me, Cori Bush? As a member of Congress, I fought for the people, but baby, I'm still here, and I'm not alone.
Woo, man alive, Cori Bush is back. Aren't you thrilled?
Why'd you have to do that to us this morning? It's a Friday morning. People are just waking up, and you're hitting them with that.
Here's the best thing about it, though, is that she's not going to be forced on you like she was the most ineffective congresswoman in the history of Congress, potentially. She did nothing in the 4 years she was there, and apparently just missed out on that pension. If she could have secured one more term, she might have gotten that congressional pension that they all look forward to, but that did not happen. However, don't cry for Cori, because, of course, she was making $200,000 a year almost as a House member. Clearly, she still lives in D.C. Now, my guess is she waltzed out of there, and probably some organization funded by USAID money is paying her a hefty salary to stay around and talk about left-wing progressive nutty projects. I don't know. But in the video she released yesterday, she is walking down a sidewalk in Washington, D.C. She clearly chose to vacate St. Louis and stay in D.C. after losing in Congress. She's now going to do a video podcast every day with another fellow nutjob. Carl, go ahead and play that full bite for us, please.
Remember me, Cori Bush? As a member of Congress, I fought for the people. I stood on the side of justice at home and abroad.
Congresswoman Cori Bush slept on the steps of the Capitol, pushing Congress and the president to help keep millions of Americans from facing eviction.
Cori Bush called for a ceasefire very early on.
AIPAC have spent over $8 million in an effort to defeat Bush.
Outside groups, including AIPAC, spent millions and millions of dollars to unseat me, to try to silence me. But baby, I'm still here, and I'm not alone.
Remember me? I'm Jamal Bowman.
What a duo.
Jamal Bowman.
Remember when I pulled the fire alarm, and then I tried to say I didn't do it, it was an accident, it was a slip of a hand? Oh. That was me.
Oh,
I'm
my
back,
gosh.
Baby.
They're gonna do a new streaming show, is what they call it. Obviously, most of us would call it a podcast of some sort. They're going to put it up on YouTube, and she's out there promoting it, obviously, with she and Jamal Bowman, who have plenty of common ground to talk about.
Do we know what it's going to be called?
I haven't
the clowns, seen... the former clowns of Congress,
the clown show. I don't see a name on it here
because I want to know so I can make sure to not tune in.
Bowman and Bush is what it's going to be called.
Original,
the new monthly show. Bowman and Bush instead of Bush and Bowman. I'm surprised she didn't call it Bush and Bowman.
They should have just said Bushy Bowman.
Maybe. They're going to get together and they're going to start harping on AIPAC, which of course is the American fundraising arm for interests in Israel. And of course she's angry that they spent money to try to get her defeated. Well, that's kind of the American system. I mean, a lot of people spend a lot of money on a lot of different things. She came out and basically threatened AIPAC after her loss. If you remember that speech where she fired back at them and basically claimed she was going to get even. I don't know if Bush and Bowman or Bowman and Bush is the way for her to accomplish that or not.
I'm thinking no.
But the great thing about it is you don't have to look for, you won't see her on the evening news. She won't be forced down your throat. She will be on a show on YouTube that you can choose to watch or not watch.
Well, I'm sure the local media will still do a story about the fact that she's back.
Well, they already did, which is how I found out about it. So, yeah.
There will be more.
I'm sure there'll be more. When you need a fiery comment or something controversial, just go to Bowman and Bush. They'll be there for you. Coming up, Chris Bahota is going to join us. He's retired from the FBI. I'm going to get his thoughts on Kash Patel, who's now the official director of the FBI.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is the worst criminal in Congress in the last 250 years. And what Brooks broke that we're going to talk about right now is Adam Schiff.
Yeah, that is Kash Patel commenting on now Senator Adam Schiff and over the years what he believes are some of the missteps Schiff made on impeachment and other issues. Question now is, I don't know, does he do something to target Adam Schiff and others? I don't know. That remains to be seen. Kash Patel's been very outspoken on what he thinks about those things. I had the honor of speaking to some current FBI members yesterday at the luncheon I attended for folks who've attended the FBI National Academy. Lots of local law enforcement officers who've been up there as well. And even as I was speaking to them, this vote was going on. So I didn't really get to get any reaction from them as what they think about Patel being their new boss, because it didn't happen until the meeting came to a close. But we are fortunate to have Chris Bahota with us this morning. He's a retired executive assistant director at the FBI. And Chris, welcome in. How are you?
Great. Thank you to be with you and your audience this morning.
Absolutely. You know, so this is pretty fresh now. Patel is in. I haven't seen a lot of media by him yet. But what are you expecting with a Kash Patel-run FBI?
Well, what we're looking for, first of all, is for Mr. Patel, now Director Patel, to begin restoring the FBI to its previous position of trust and confidence with the American people. And I think he has to show that the FBI is fully capable of regaining its position of being that skilled, objective, apolitical, and professional investigative organization that everyone depended on for decades. So he's got a major job in front of him, and I wish him the best.
How long did you work in the FBI, Chris? Did you retire?
I did. I retired from the FBI after 25 years of service.
You spent a lot of time in at the Hoover Building in D.C.?
Unfortunately, yes.
So didn't he talk? He's talked about either seriously eliminating a number of jobs there or even closing it down, he said one time, and applying those bodies to actual investigative work around the country. What's your take on that? Would it work?
I think he has to take an inventory of the programs that are in place at FBI headquarters right now. I think some of them could definitely be slimmed down a bit. Others could probably be eliminated completely, because we saw the growth of some cottage industries at the main FBI headquarters building, where these programs were put there more for the preferences of some of the senior leaders versus the primary benefit of the case agents working street level operations. So I think he's got to get there. He's going to have to take an inventory, and he's got to build his own set of operational objectives in coordination with the Attorney General and the White House. And you're going to see a redistribution of resources for sure.
You just touched on this, Chris, and I agree with you. I think the main thing he needs to do is be very transparent with the American people and also just make sure that he's proving the FBI is not going to do what Joe Biden's administration did, which was unfairly targeting conservatives. How does he go about doing that? I mean, is this going to be a years-long process to actually, achieve that goal?
No, I think he can do it very rapidly and very efficiently if he surrounds upper senior leadership team and he puts out his objectives to the organization and he doesn't tolerate any dissension or any, you could say, passive-aggressive resistance or pockets of, malicious compliance and things of that sort. He's going to have to get the organization re-recruited into its baseline mission set, which is to combat national security threats and crime problems. And the organization has to move away from being distracted by a lot of the other peripheral issues that it kind of got into over the last 4 years when it comes to politics and social trends. The FBI is a law enforcement, investigative, and operational organization, and that's what I think Mr. Patel is going to return it to.
Yeah. So you were there for a long time. Can you pinpoint where things went wrong? Who was in charge when that happened?
I would say things started shifting in the FBI at the end of Director Mueller's term, and then they accelerated under Jim Comey's time with the Bureau, and then they continued under Christopher Wray. And what you found was is certain people and factions within inside the Bureau gained what I would consider to be inappropriate levels of influence over how the organization was going to be run. And what we saw was the result of a corporatized FBI that people were trying to run along the lines of Google or wow. Netflix with those types of operational perspectives and principles. And you saw where it got us.
That's crazy. You do have a new book out. It came out in November, Wanted, the FBI I Once Knew. People can find that on Amazon or wherever they find their favorite books. And Chris, we appreciate your service and thank you for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. You can find maybe it's interesting to find out where he thinks that things started going wrong. Certainly under Comey, you can see it, mm-hmm. right? He's making decisions that should have been left to federal prosecutors about whether or not to prosecute Hillary Clinton, even though he admitted she violated national security with her emails. I mean, it was silly season, it seems to me like. I don't know. And then Andy McCabe is still out there making money instead of wearing an orange jumpsuit. I am not quite sure how that has happened. Coming up, we will check in with our friend Nicole Murray, get you a check of business this morning. We got In Other News coming up, Jim Carafano and Congressman Mike Bost in the next hour. Stay tuned. What a great song, Carl. Love that song. Why are we playing it today? There's usually a reason.
In 1976, this was the number one song of the day.
Nice. I love that song. Hey, by the way, I bought concert tickets yesterday, Carl. For something I would normally not do, which is go watch cover bands. But I'm going to go to the Factory on March 1st and watch Journey from the Heart.
Journey Heart?
It's a Journey Heart combination, I guess. I listened to the clips from it, and the singers sound spot on for Steve Perry and the Wilson sisters.
Wow!
So I'm looking forward to that.
I am impressed that you're gonna go out and do this and plan on doing it.
I am planning on and the thing about it is that it's it was almost sold. It's almost sold out.
Wow!
Like it's there were not a lot of seats left. I was surprised.
Well, you know what else that place is going to be holding?
What's that, Carl?
The Brian Kilmeade event.
Oh, that's true. I'm so glad you mentioned that. On March 22nd. Now, if you listen to the promos for that event, you will hear Brian Kilmeade say repeatedly, Mark Reardon is going to join me on stage. Well, so is Mark Cox. All right.
And Annie.
And Annie, probably. I have not heard that from Annie's lips. Is she going to be there?
She is.
All right, good. So we're all going to be there. Kim, you going to be there?
I don't know if I will yet.
Okay. So it's March 22nd on a Saturday night. My guess is it's going to sell out if it hasn't already. And hopefully you can get a ticket to that. And we'll all be up there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And Mark will sing you Journey tunes.
My ears will still be ringing.
Like the pre-show, he does stand up or sings or does a jig. Maybe we should take requests on what people would like to see you do.
Journey better than Heart.
You know what? Mark has been working on his guitar skills, so maybe Mark could play him a little tune on his guitar.
Nobody knows. Let's go to Nicole Murray. I've taken enough of this. Nicole, how are you?
Good morning. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
You guys are cracking me up.
We're happy.
Any requests you have for Mark to play on his guitar, Nicole?
To not play?
No, to play.
No, yeah, I was dissing in the process.
I can still play little bits of a lot of songs. I just, it's been too many years. Last year I joked, I said after New Year's I was going to commit myself to going back and taking a few lessons so I could really start playing again, and I didn't get around to it.
Mary Had a Little Lamb does not count, Mark.
14 months ago.
I can play Smoke on the Water. Does Nicole even know what that song is?
I don't.
No?
I feel like I would know exactly what you're talking about.
You'll know it the minute you hear it.
Purple.
It's one of the first songs a lot of guitar players can learn because it's so easy. There's only like three chords. Right, Carl? Carl's looking it up right.
Okay, I know this song.
Hear it? Bum, 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 bum. Even Mark can play that song. So it's good. See?
So wait. I'm serious when I say this. You should bring your guitar in one morning and play this. I'm not kidding. Yeah. Can we?
Okay. All right. All right. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
You've convinced me. The audio will be terrible, but you'll be able to
hear it. We want to hear it.
Do you have an amp?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What a treat.
Yeah. You know not what you ask. Nicole, what in the world is going on out there?
Futures are mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 450, the NASDAQ down 93, the S&P 500 down 26. Walgreens in North St. Louis is set to close on March 27th, according to the company's website. This closure follows several other pharmacies that have closed their doors around the region recently, leaving residents with fewer options and longer commutes for prescriptions. Rates for home loans fell for the fifth straight week, but buyers aren't feeling the love just yet. In the week ending February 20th, 30-year fixed-rate mortgages averaged at 6.85%. That's according to Freddie Mac. Last week, the 30-year mortgage rate averaged at 6.87%. Berry Buddies, berries and pancake snack packs sold at Kroger and Meijer stores in 13 states are being recalled because they contain wheat and eggs that are not listed on the label. FDA officials said the recalled product was distributed in Illinois, Michigan, Missouri, Virginia, Tennessee, and more. Dunkin' is following Starbucks' lead by no longer charging customers extra money for plant-based milk. Beginning March 5th, dairy alternatives will be a standard option for Dunkin' beverages at no additional cost to guests. A Dunkin' spokesperson said the policy change was guided by guest feedback. Italy's competition authority said it is investigating BYD, Stellantis, Tesla, and Volkswagen for allegedly misleading consumers on the performance of their electric vehicles. The investigations for possible unfair commercial practices concern information on EV driving range, battery capacity, and more. And finally, the Business Magnet reports that currently, did you know, around 500 deceased people worldwide are frozen, waiting to be revived with future technology.
But not Walt Disney.
Like Austin Powers?
Yes.
Did they lose their mojo?
I'm not going to lie. I've carbonite. Never seen that movie.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding?
I know.
So I don't like some of the dumb humor movies. That I actually do find funny, and I often quote Austin Powers.
So here's my... I do like that. I did like that movie. Here's my question for you on that story, Nicole, because clearly you have more details on it than we did. There was a time when these cryo places were only preserving the head. So of the 500 people, is it their whole body that's been frozen and so that maybe it can be brought back someday?
From what I'm seeing in photos, yes, it is the whole body. It's these large, massive tubes.
But the soul is gone, right? Like, the soul is different from the body, so you can't. How do you preserve the soul? Thank you.
That's a deep question.
Yeah, well, we need to have deep chats. It's 6:42 a.m. Everyone, wake up and have deep chats with us.
Deep question. My bigger thought is, my more immediate thought is, how much does that cost? Because if somebody's got to keep paying the electric bill years after you're gone, because if the power goes out, you're screwed. You melt.
Your thought.
What if the power goes out and they forgot to get their generator up and running and then you're, you know.
I'm going to imagine that people who are in this space are quite rich, where that's not a concern of theirs.
Like
I
wonder what it costs. I do.
Of all people, I feel like I can understand why it's hard to let go, you know? I get it. It was, but come on. Like, that would be weird. Like, let's just not try to freeze people.
I think you would have to be a
person. You need to say goodbye.
With zero faith to do something.
1,000%
Right?
Zero faith.
Right. Because your body's a shell. If you
believe. There's no soul. And I like that we're having this deep chat while Austin Powers music is playing in the background. It's very fitting.
Imagine you've been put to, like, you know, you pass, and then after all this time, you wake up just to find that all these years later, it's just Instagram and hashtags. After all that.
Well, what was the movie, Carl? Was it Marathon Man? What was it called? With Sylvester Stallone, where he came back.
Demolition
Man. They brought him back. He was a cop. He Sandra committed Bullock. Some crime. They put him in this jail, but they needed him, so they woke him back up. And yeah, exactly. And all of his friends were gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the worst part of it, right?
Well, and you would be so confused. It's like a lot of these people who have spent, you know, decades in jail, and they come out and they feel more uncomfortable being out because they don't know anybody. They don't know how anything works. I mean, imagine our great, 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 great grandparents from like the 1600s coming now and seeing the technology that we have and the cars and just everything. You'd be completely blown away and probably scared.
Family? Like family, like people, generations that have been born since. Maybe that's who they would have.
Yeah, that's true. I guess so. Who would have no idea who the hell you were and think you were very strange?
Well, yeah, but people think I'm strange anyway.
Well, there you go. All right. Nicole, have a great weekend.
Thanks for that deep talk, guys.
You
really
bet.
Got my morning started.
Absolutely. That's it.
I mean, really,
deep thoughts with Kim St. Ange.
You can't freeze the soul. I mean, seriously, you have to think about that. Like It is really sad when obviously someone passes, but it is their body, and that's what I had to remind myself of, because it's like, well, that's my mom, or that's your dad, or, you know, like, that's your parent, or that's your loved one, but you have to separate the two.
I just saw a story the other day on the fact that scientists have detected a phenomenon in the of brain activity after the heartbeat has ceased, and they wondered, the speculation was by some, is that when the soul leaves the body, that's still happening, because there's no other reason there would still be activity there for that reason, or is it just some kind of, you know, physical reaction that we don't understand?
Yeah, so, I'm not sure, but I mean, I know the body does still have certain things that can happen after you pass, which is why often people have tubes and things like that if they're in the hospital. So I've read some story, which I should not have read. I started to, and it got too difficult, so I clicked out of it. But it was talking about how somebody, I guess, you know, didn't have a pulse, and they were revived like an hour after they had been declared dead.
Wow.
And I'm like, because you have that thought with your loved one. I remember having that with my mom, like, did that really are you sure? You want to ask the doctor, like, how do you really, I didn't ask this because I just trusted, but it's like, how do you really know? It's like, I wanted to see all the evidence to make sure, to justify it in my head that it had actually happened, you know?
Yeah, I know. I do. I don't know. It's thoughts we ponder on that. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up, we will get Ethan in here. We'll get to another news in just a couple minutes. Next hour, we'll get to the Capitol beat with Mike Bost. They've worked on a budget bill all night long in the Senate. Of course, that's going to end up having to go to the House. And a lot of people are already unhappy that it doesn't cut enough waste. So we'll find out what Congressman Bost thinks in the Capitol beat coming up at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
As Mark launches a finger gun at me. Amazon's MGM Studios is taking creative control over the James Bond franchise as longtime producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli step back.
I'm sorry, Barbara Broccoli?
Yep.
Okay,
just wanted to make sure.
Her dad started
Mr.
the whole
and
thing.
Mrs. Broccoli?
If you watch any James Bond film, the Broccoli name pops up like before any other name.
Yeah. Yes.
Like right after Ian Fleming, then the Broccoli name.
All right.
The new joint venture will see Amazon, MGM, Wilson, and Broccoli remain co-owners, but Amazon will lead future productions. Wilson and Broccoli, who have overseen the franchise for decades, are shifting focus to other projects.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But they have always had creative control when they've tried to somehow decide James Bond could be played by a woman. They've said no to that. So are they giving that up now? Is that what you're telling me? They're giving up creative control?
Possibly.
I'll never watch another Bond movie. I know what's going to happen.
You probably will, Mark.
It's going to be a...
Let him have an
Hey, Mark, let us know how the next one is after you watch it.
James Bond. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. That's as far as it goes.
Daniel Craig has retired from the role.
Right.
That is what I will say.
Which
He's dead.
Highly unfortunate.
Mark.
He died in the last one.
Mark, I was going to watch it. This weekend.
You were never going to watch it.
I know.
But there's always a love story involved.
That like Gladiator.
With one of the Bond girls. Yeah.
Oh, man. If you haven't watched Daniel Craig, he's awesome. All right, go ahead.
But that is a full series of four. You don't have to watch all 50.
No, I've seen at least part of the James Bond. I mean, I have seen some. It's just I don't know if I've actually sat, for a movie in its entirety.
All right. Sorry, I distracted
we're
you.
We're all good. Moving on, Kansas lead singer Ronnie Platt, he is 62, announced that he has been diagnosed with thyroid cancer, but assured fans it's just a bump in the road. Platt emphasized the cancer is not spread and has a 99% survivability rate and require thyroid removal from rehab. Now, this isn't like the original singer or anybody you probably know.
He used to be the lead singer of Shooting Star, which is a Kansas City based
band. Oh, I was going to say he seems rather young to have been the original lead singer of Kansas. Yes. But go ahead.
The Joe Rogan Experience has lost its number one podcast spot to the Medias. Oh, man, I butchered that. Touch podcast. It's a left-wing anti-Trump show hosted by the brothers Ben, Brett, and Jordan. According to Podscribe, the Medias Touch podcast saw a 101% growth last month, reaching $56 million downloads and views.
Isn't it Midas?
I don't think it's Midas. Remember, we just looked this up, and it was weird.
How's it spelled?
Yes.
It's spelled Meidas.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm just glad it's not the Call Her Daddy podcast that Kamala Harris went on. I don't ever want that to be number one.
So what do these guys do? Do they talk about
Trump?
Yeah, they're the left side Joe Rogan.
Oh, it's left. Oh, okay. Interesting.
But I did look, and I thought Joe Rogan was already back on top, so
I'm
sure take it with a grain of salt. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend, The Gorge, directed by Scott Dickerson and starring Miles Teller and Anya Taylor-Joy, has become the biggest film launch in Apple TV history. The thriller follows two rival guardians to develop a bond while overseeing a mysterious gorge, eventually confronting the secret hidden below. So if you're looking for something to watch, try that.
I heard it's good, except she's very unbelievable as a sniper.
We'll see. I don't know if you've heard this TikTok story that's going around, but it threw me really bad. A Build-A-Bear birthday party has gone viral after a controversial move by the birthday girl's mother. During the event where eight kids, including the birthday girl, Sarah, customized stuffed animals, Sarah's mom collected all the bears as gifts for her daughter.
Girls didn't get to keep the bears.
Oh, gosh.
Why do you need eight teddy bears? You said there were how many girls there? You don't need that many. Yeah.
Guests had expected to keep their creations, the invitation simply said that each child would build a bear. The situation escalated when the children had to watch Sarah play with all eight bears during an activity.
Bad mom.
They're creating a monster.
She's not going to have very many mom friends after that.
Not that that's cheap, right? I mean, those bears are, how much are they?
They're expensive. No.
Well, I do know, so Easton's birthday was February 1st, and my friend just said whatever birthday, like the month, so all of February, Easton could go pay his age to build a bear. I don't think you get to customize it. It's like a generic little bear, but still. Maybe I'll do that next week.
Hey, guess what? Sarah's not going to be invited to any birthday parties.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Well, Sarah is out. Sarah's fault. Let's
Sarah's the new
here.
Karen.
Sarah's mom.
It's Sarah's mom's fault, but Sarah didn't.
Yeah, but
do
Sarah's
it.
Going to get the blame. Your mom did this.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not.
Poor girl.
One quick one. OpenAI's weekly activity users surged past 400 million on February. So. It's been up from 300 million in December. A lot of people are using OpenAI, and I'm one of them.
Not me.
Musk is going to beat it soon. He claims he's built a better mousetrap.
Grok.
Yeah. We'll see. Coming up, we'll talk to Jim Carafano about what's going on with Ukraine and those negotiations with Russia. And on the Capitol beat, Congressman Mike Bost on the budget. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.